This podcast is sponsored by ebookit.com, self-publishing solutions for the independent author and small press. Visit us today at ebookit.com.
Welcome to the Toastmasters podcast, the official podcast of Toastmasters International. Hello, everybody. This is Greg Gazin.
And I'm Ryan Levesque.
Ryan, today we're going to be talking to the Golden Gavel recipient. And for Toastmasters, the Golden Gavel is the most prestigious award, and it's been given annually since 1959 to an individual distinguished in the field of communication and leadership. Some of the recipients include Walter Cronkite, Dr. Joyce Brothers, Dr. Stephen Covey, Debbie Fields, Ken Blanchard, and now the 2016 recipient. So who is our recipient for this year?
Yes, thanks, Greg. Tony Buzan has been named the 2016 Golden Gavel recipient for his leadership in the field of memory research. The award recognizes Mr. Buzan's influence as the creator of mind mapping, a popular technique for improving memory, innovation, and thought processes. Tony Buzan will be honored Friday, August 19th at the 85th Annual Toastmasters International Convention in Washington, D.C. A British author of more than 140 books translated into 40 languages, Mr. Buzan was nominated for the 2011 Nobel Peace Prize. He's an authority on principles of learning, productivity, and efficiency. He spent more than 40 years researching how the brain works and perfecting his mind mapping technique. Mr. Buzan's best-selling books include Use Your Head, The Memory Book, The Speed Reading Book, and The Mind Map Book. Tony Buzan, first of all, congratulations and welcome to the Toastmasters podcast.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I am truly honored.
Well, Tony, I have to tell you, it's a special honor for me. I first heard about your work in the early 2000s through the work of David Allen, who you may know, the book Getting Things Done. And he turned me.
I know David Allen.
Oh, cool. Great. Well, he turned me on to the whole concept of mind maps, and I've been using them regularly for both personal and professional reasons, for speeches and Toastmasters. Of course, we're going to talk about mind maps, but before we do, I wondered if you could share with us a little bit more about some of the other things that you've done within the realm of memory and your other aspects of your professional career.
Well, I hope to give you a memorable answer. And just to segue into that, Ken Blanchard is a mind mapper who helped write his books with mind maps. David Allen, obviously a mind mapper. Chopra is a mind mapper who used mind maps to write his books. Tony Robbins uses mind maps. I met a number of the great communicators, the great writers, who became friends and supporters. And therefore, I was surprisingly honored to receive the award, knowing who else had received it, because they were all people who I really respected. And my own life, and your summary of my life was a very good summary. Fundamentally, my passion as a child was nature. I loved animals. I loved insects. I was fascinated by ants and the behaviors of ants. And I became more and more interested in thinking. My true love then became memory. Because I began to think, you know, I don't like subjects in schools that I can't remember. So I didn't like chemistry. I didn't like history. But that was actually not true. I actually did like history. I did like chemistry, but I did not like forgetting. So I became passionate about memory and began to discover that memory was not just a filing cabinet. It wasn't digital. It was organic. It was based on imagination. It was based on making connections. It was based on metaphor. It was really good thinking. And so I began to write about it, and that helped me to develop the mind maps. I then invented and started the World Memory Championships, and so wrote many books on memory and traveled around the world, teaching kids especially, but also university students, and people in business, families, charities, to realize that memory is the most powerful tool that the human brain has. Our memories are on the verge of infinitely capable, as long as we know how to use them. I then continued to become interested in the brain, obviously, because it was the brain that dealt with all of that, I then began to realize that my body was actually pretty important as well. I was, did not want to become a nerd. And I realized that my body carried my brain around. And it was connected. You know, in societies, including the ones that I was in, when, you know, I'd travel around more than 80 countries in the world, and more often than not, the head was disconnected from the body. So kids who were bright in school were considered to be nerds and no good at sports, and people who were good in sports were considered to be sick jocks. You know, the physical people weren't intelligent, which is exactly the opposite of the truth. So I became interested in the mind-body connection. That involved, obviously, the multiple intelligences, the physical intelligence, the ethical intelligence, the mathematical intelligence, the verbal intelligence, the creative intelligence, the spiritual intelligence, the sensory intelligence. So I became more and more fascinated with what this amazing God-given gift, the brain, what is it? And I fell in love with it. And so my goal in life evolved into my main goal, which is to have everybody on the planet know what a miracle they actually are, and to learn how to learn how to learn, rather than just learning stuff, to learn how to learn, and then to develop all of the intelligences in harmony. That's a reasonable summary of me for the time being, but you can ask me any more questions you like.
My next question was going to be mind mapping, but I do want to, before we get there, I would like to ask, what's one of the biggest myths about memory?
I would be delighted that there are a number of myths about it. Number one is that it's logical, that it's linear, that it is, if you like, an academic filing system. And that is not what memory is. Memory is based on imagery. If I say to you and all the people who are with us on the podcast, if I say, what did you have for breakfast this morning? And they have to obviously recall it, which is their memory. They don't go and look in the filing system, do they? They imagine the eggs, the fried, the boiled, the scrambled eggs. They imagine the fruit. They imagine the cup of coffee, the cup of tea, whatever it is. They visualize it. Just imagine if we took away memory, life would be colorless, imageless, boring, dull. So memory is vital, and I use the word vital intentionally. It's life, as in vitamins, vitality. And memory is like that. It's a wonderful thing. So one of the incorrect assumptions is that it's linear and boring. Second myth is that as you get older, your memory gets worse. That is on the verge of criminally wrong. As you get older, your memory will get better if you know how to use it. Same as your body, isn't it? You know, if you don't know how to use your body, you damage it, you overfeed it, you badly feed it, you malnourish it, so it doesn't work. But you can't say, well, bodies don't work. They do work when we know how to use them. Memory is the same. When we use it well, when we know how to use it, we gain more confidence, we learn how to learn, we learn how to create, because memory feeds creativity, and as we get older, we get better. I could go on for that for days and weeks and months and years. It's really important.
So obviously there's a connection between memory and mind mapping. So if you could just share with us, for perhaps people who don't know, what is mind mapping and how can both speakers and leaders use mind maps in their personal and professional lives?
Well, a mind map is very much like the map of the city. You know, if you're traveling and you go to a new city, you need a map, don't you? Why do you need a map? Let me ask you, why would you need a map when you go to a city that you've never been to? What do you need the map for?
Probably to help you find your way.
And that is the summary, to find your way, to find out where the restaurants are, where the sports stadiums are, where the museums are, where the art is, where the main roads are, You've got to know that to find your way. The mind map is a map of your thinking. And most people get lost in their heads, don't they?
Yes.
They get lost. You know, they wander around and they got post-sticky little yellow tabs that they stick all over the place. They got linear notes. And they forget things in their briefcases, in their bags. They forget where their passport is. They forget where their house keys are. Forget where their wallets are. Why do they forget? Because they are lost. And the mind map helps you find yourself in your head. And you can go from A to B to get to where you want to get. And when you're wanting food, you know how to get the food for your brain. You know how to research. You know how to create. You know how to communicate. You know how to link with people. You know how to gain confidence, because if you know where you are, you're pretty confident. I mean, how do you guys feel when, you know, you're with people and you forget people's names, you forget where you are, you forget what you're supposed to be doing, you forget where your keys are? How do you feel when you forget publicly with people?
Yeah, I would say embarrassed. You feel your confidence level drop.
Yeah. Exactly. And confidence drops. And then you think, you know, oh my God, I'm already 30. I'm over the hill. You know, my life's coming to an end. I'm getting too old. That's terrible. I mean, there are those things like when somebody over 30 forgets something and says, oh, excuse me, I've just had a senior moment. And I say to them, what? You know, what? What are you saying? When you're saying, I'm terribly sorry, I've got a senior moment, what you're really saying is, I'm apologizing to you because my brain is disintegrating, my memory is disintegrating, I'm useless, I'm hopeless, and I'm getting worse. You know, that's me. I'm getting older and worse. And that is horrendous because it's a prophecy that makes itself come true.
Mm.
So when you remember something well, and you're 70 or 80, you say, did you notice that, guys? That was a senior moment. I'm inviting every Toastmaster to come to the World Memory Championships in Singapore, December 13th. Obviously, I'll be there because I founded them. My goal, because I'd written the book on mind mapping, I'd written a book called Use Your Head and Use Both Sides of Your Brain. When I was traveling around the world giving lectures, because I just loved to help people realize how good they actually were, you know, I never met any stupid people. They were just people who were badly taught, badly informed, told they were stupid, told they would fail, told they could never do physics, told they would never be good at sports, which is not true. They can. So in memory, I was thinking, you know, the world football championships, the world basketball championships, baseball championships, chess championships, checkers championships, bridge championships, tiddlywinks championships, high jumping championships, long jumping championships, you name it, there's a championship. And I thought, hold on a minute, there's no memory championships. And memory is the most important thing of all. And everybody's got one. And that's how I founded the World Memory Championships, because I realized that memory is metaphorically like a muscle. You can strengthen it. You can train your brain. You put your brain in the World Memory Championships mental gym. And a mind map is like a super mental brain gym. When you mind map, you think. You make connections, you know the pathways, you know the main roads, you know the location of things. You are stabilized, you can control your thinking and you can direct it. So the World Memory Championships became a passion for me, and the mind maps are a major memory tool. And I'll tell you one other story in relation to the mind maps. I fell in love with memory because I realized, you know, what a wonderful thing it was when we could use it. My brother Barry, my younger brother, he began to use mind maps because I got so excited by them. I was just telling people, you know, well, try this. And my brother tried it, and he said, yeah, this works. I'll use it for my studying. and he became a professor in international relations. But he started to argue with me. You know, he's 3.5 years younger than me. And he said, you know, brother, why are you calling the mind map a memory tool? Why don't you use it for creativity? And I said, because it's a memory tool, and that's why I've invented it, and it helps my memory, and that's why, you know, not creativity, it's memory. Hmm. And so I won the argument, went home, and thought, hold on a minute.
I hear it coming.
Yeah, my brother just won that argument. He was right. I can use a mind map for writing. You know, and I can write articles, I can write exams with it. It can prepare me for all that. And then I thought, hold on a minute, I can write my poetry by mapping out a big poem. I could write a book. I then began to realize that the mind map could be used for any mental task.
Just a personal anecdote on my side here, Tony. I've found mind mapping to be helpful when I've had insomnia. Those nights when I'm laying in bed and my mind is just racing and I'm stressing out about everything, including my work and where things are going with my family, with my activity in Toastmasters. And several times I've just gotten out of bed, grabbed my notebook and my colored markers, and just went crazy making pages of mind maps and just getting it all out of my head and down on paper and making sense of it and seeing how things connect together. Then I could just go back to bed and sleep like a baby.
You've given me one of the stories that warms the cockles of my heart. Because my life goal is to have people realize how amazing they are. And for you, you've just given, you know, hundreds of thousands to millions of people the awareness that, hey, guys, you know, when you wake up or when you're insomniac and you're thinking, oh, my God, and your brain is in turmoil, you just think, hold on a minute, I can map it out. I can gain control of it. I'm not going to go ning 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 ning. Oh God, worry. Oh my God, dear. You just think, boom, put it in a mind map, and you think, hey, that's pretty good. I'm creative. I've solved that problem. Yeah, I'll go back to bed and have a good sleep. So mind maps are better than sleeping pills.
Ryan, you've just been immortalized.
All right. Great. Tony, I also want to ask you, you know, I was thinking about the connection between memory and leadership. And I think if you were to ask a person on the street their top qualities of leaders, most important qualities for leaders, I don't think too many would come up with memory. But as I started thinking about it, and we mentioned one earlier, confidence, I started realizing there is a connection there. But instead of sharing my thoughts, I'd love to hear your thoughts on the connection between leadership skills and memory.
That is a very good, positively provocative question, because I have researched that, and I became almost amazingly aware of the fact that memory for leaders, for the great leaders, was phenomenal. For example, regarded by most soldiers around the world as the greatest general, was Alexander the Great, pretty well undefeated and brilliant. And he learnt all the people in his army. And he would wander around, you know, after a battle, you know, where people were wounded and lost a limb and in pain or whatever, he would actually disguise himself as a low-level soldier. And he'd just go and talk to people, and he'd know their names. And so when he was regathering them in the next battle, he knew them, and they were stunned that he knew them. And when somebody remembers your name, how do you feel? You know, you've met somebody, then they remember you. How do you guys feel?
Yeah, recognized, validated, valued.
Absolutely.
And those three words are exactly it, you know, recognized, valued. They want to follow somebody who values them, because then they will follow them. So memory is an incredibly powerful tool for a leader. Napoleon memorized thousands of his soldiers, and he would name them. and they followed him literally to the, you know, to the death, because they felt appreciated. They felt loved. The great leaders had fabulous memories, and they trained them. They trained them because it was obviously very important. So anybody who discusses leadership should always include memory, because, I mean, you imagine being a leader and you forget the people, you forget the nations. I mean, you've seen kind of cynicism when a global leader does not know where he or she is. They don't remember the city they're in or the country they're in, or they don't remember the leader, and the media interviews them and they forget stuff and they are criticized. I mean, how would you feel if you were led by a very, very forgetful person? You'd be in danger, right? Your security would be undermined.
Right.
So memory, much more vital. And in my keynote acceptance speech, I will talk about memory, add even more, why it's so important. It is really important. I'll add to Toastmasters, learn how to present. When they understand memory as the real tool that it is, and when they mind map, their presentations will get even stronger. And I am going to give a prize for a really top Toastmaster presenter with some form of mind map award, because when I've traveled around the world, you'll be pleased to know, in nearly every country that I've been to, I've met Toastmasters. They're everywhere, which is wonderful.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Yeah, I think it's a wonderful thing. And they've met many other people, and I've said to them, okay, dear Toastmaster or Toastmasters, you know, I've sometimes spoken to tens to thousands of them, I've said, how many of you mind map? And many of them do. I mean, I would love to find out from the podcast how many people in the Toastmaster network have used and use mind maps. It'd be a wonderful survey, because my instinct is that more than 40% of Toastmasters, I would predict, use mind maps to help them with their presentations, because it helps them remember what they're going to say, and also to be creative and free, F-R-E-E, when they are speaking, you know, not trapped in linear notes. So it would be an exciting exploration and survey.
I guess you could ask that question when you're there up at the lectern or the podium.
I will. I definitely will. And I'd like any people who are, you know, on the podcast, let me know, let you know, let us know how many. It'd be fascinating. It's another reason why I am so happy with the Golden Gavel Award, because it is based on communication, isn't it? And the mind map is the communication tool. So I am really honored, and it ties in wonderfully with the principles of Toastmasters, which are communication and leadership and truthfulness and helping people. It's like a hands clasped together, because all the Toastmasters' goals are totally concurrent with mine, which is why I'm really happy. There's nothing with which I disagree. and that's very unusual.
Tony, it's been an absolute pleasure. In fact, you anticipated. You must have read our memories and minds, because all the questions we had written down, plus, of course, there were some impromptu questions, you've answered them all and then some. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us. Once again, congratulations on achieving the Golden Gavel Award.
Thank you again. Let me add one other thing, if I may. I am promoting, spreading the news on Toastmasters, and I am promoting them on the social media as well. And on Twitter, Twitter is a wonderful networking social network. And on Twitter, my homepage address is at Tony_Buzan, B-U-Z-A-N. And anybody who tweets coding me in, I will retweet them if they say anything that is positive about communication, about leadership, about honesty, about mind maps, about learning, about thinking. I will spread it from the Toastmaster teams.
Excellent. That was going to be our next question, is how can people reach you or connect with you? And you've answered that question.
Once again.
Is it a mind map or a crystal ball?
They can also connect me on my website, which is tonybuzan.com.
Yes. Once again, Tony will be receiving the Golden Gavel Friday, August 19th at the 85th Annual Toastmasters International Convention, of course, in Washington, D.C. Tony Buzan, thank you so much for joining us on the show today. It's been an absolute pleasure. And the Toastmasters community, on behalf of all of the 332,000 Toastmasters around the world, we look forward to welcome you in D.C.
Thank you, Greg. Thank you, Ryan. And may you sleep well.
Thanks so much, Tony.
Thanks, Tony.
Isn't it about time you published that book you've been thinking about? We can help with that. At ebookit.com, we've been providing authors and small presses with ebook publishing services since 2010. Visit us today at ebookit.com and let us know how we can help you.